Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It is Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Right now, I'm talking with a band that was featured as the BJ and Migs and Loud and Local Band of the Week, a band called Archon. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing good, man. Doing good. I'm hanging out here. Built this new kind of recording setup studio. First off, before we, go into where you guys are located and stuff, why don't we go around the virtual room? Tell us what your name is and what you do in Archon.
Okay. I'll go first. I'm Brandon and I play like lead guitar.
I'm Antonio Perez. I play the drums.
I'm Nick Polito, and I play the bass.
And I'm Trevor Mohan, and I play rhythm guitar.
And we're missing one person, is that correct?
No,
we're a four-piece, yeah.
Okay, never mind. I thought someone wasn't going to be able to make it tonight, so never mind.
It's Antonio, our drummer, ended up making it full on the schedule.
All right, right on. Well, I very much appreciate it. So, let's get into kind of the, if in like Marvel, terms, let's the origin story of Archon. And and I guess before we jump into that, where are you guys located? Is it right that you're in Yelm?
Yeah, Yelm, Washington.
Okay, so I'm not familiar with it, but I might be ignorant to this, but it doesn't seem like there's such a cracking scene in Yelm. You guys are probably one of the only few like rock bands in Yelm. Is that true?
Yeah, like us and then I think like two other local bands, but I think they do like cover bands and stuff. So we have to like travel like out and we're unfortunately closer to Olympia. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. We're like the halfway point for like a lot of stuff. So we go outside of Yelm for a lot of our gigs.
But you're holding it down for Yelm, dude. You're representing, man.
Yeah.
Fall of Troy represents hard for Mukilteo, and Archon represents hard for Yelm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like it. So let's go into it. What's the origin story, guys? Whoever wants to start and fill me in. What's the backstory with you guys?
Okay. So we are all like childhood friends.
That's great.
I've known Antonio ever since like what, three? You were 3 years old?
I think I was like three or four.
Yeah, we were like, he was my neighbor.
That's awesome.
I've known Nick since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And we have known Trevor,
third grade.
So yeah, we were like childhood friends growing up. And then when did you start playing guitar, Trevor?
I started playing in probably third or fourth grade at that time. And then we started playing together in fifth.
Yeah. It's just kind of like some weird, like happenstance that like we all became really close friends. And then Trevor and I kind of found out, we never talked about this. One of the first times he came over to my house, he was like, "Whoa, you play guitar?" And I was like, "Yeah, do you play?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's sick. Well, we should jam sometime." And that's kind of the inception of it. We have only played like as like us four. So I think that's pretty cool that we haven't like bounced around between other bands. We've always just been doing this one like project from the get-go.
Cool. Well, has it always been Archon? Like, has that always been the name, or has it like morphed from different projects as far as the name?
Kind of just jammed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Became a thing.
Like, yeah.
We didn't really have like intentions of, I mean, we did have intentions of like playing shows, but we never thought it would be like this. We were kind of just jamming. Yeah.
Yeah, there was just a moment where we realized, oh, we actually need to put a name to these songs.
Yeah.
We started releasing music.
Yeah.
We did the talent show in
nice.
That was like our first gig type thing, and that's what kind of got us going.
Okay, so most bands start off when they're kids at doing covers. What covers did you guys do?
A lot of Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds about right.
Avenged Sevenfold, Metallica. Mm-hmm.
We also did a Red Bunk guitar cover. Red
Bunk. Oh, yeah. So, just everything from just classic rock, some like classic metal to like more like modern stuff. And like in the bio we sent you, like how like we're also like really kind of like influenced by like modern pop music and like R&B.
Yeah.
So there's this rapper named Childish Gambino. We covered one of his songs. We did like our own little take on like that. It's called Redbone. So.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. That's really cool.
Yeah, we did our own little like instrumental sort of like chill-ish kind of laid back vibes for that.
Have you ever recorded that?
We have. It's not put out though for like copyright reasons. We're kind of iffy on some covers.
Fair enough. I understand. Yeah. It's a litigious world.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Okay, so what year did you guys like really just like realize, let's do this. Let's do this as a serious thing aside from, you know, you guys were playing as a band, as friends and stuff. When did you guys decide like, hey, let's do this. Let's make this Archon.
It was like pretty much after that first talent show we did. So about 2016, where we're like, we really like performing in general. Like that's kind of what is like got us to be like, let's try and like make this a legit thing, is that we played our like high school talent show and we're like, we just, it's like a drug once we you know, got peer pressured in, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a surreal experience.
Yeah, so I would say about like 2016 would be the official of like, we are like Archon, an instrumental band.
And how were you guys quick to starting to like play out and play shows, or how long did that take to kind of develop into getting shows? And you said the kind of like Olympia area and whatnot.
Well, 2018, I'm pretty sure, was our first actual show. We played at this festival called UFO Fest. It was like a local thing. And we asked if we could play. And then, that was like our first actual performance in front of like people we didn't really know.
And then as soon as we started getting into shows, as soon as we started playing more shows, COVID shutdowns happened.
So that's
the last part of it. Now we're just waiting again.
So tell me about how the pandemic has helped or not helped, certainly not helped, has shaped the band. Have you guys been writing? Have you guys been recording or practicing? What have you guys been doing during this time where, you know, you can't go out and play shows?
So it kind of like happened to be where we went and recorded our first like debut, like big EP, where we went to a real studio.
Yeah.
And we ended up finish like all of our like tracking right when like the initial shutdown happened. So we spent that like first like,
son of a bitch.
We spent like kind of 6 months just like being like, well, we can't do anything, so let's just like bury our heads and just work our ass off to make this like the best thing we can do.
Yeah.
And so we did that and we put it out, I believe November was that?
Yeah, it was
November of 2020. And so we kind of like, you know, took a short break after that, being because we couldn't go out and tour it, and we just worked really hard on that. We kind of took like a small break, but and we were kind of hoping this time, like 2021, the beginning of this year, that some stuff would kind of open back up to where we can maybe do like half capacity sort of shows.
Yeah.
But that's not kind of on the horizon. So we're actually taking this time to go back and just start writing another EP and hopefully get into the studio at the end of this year.
Yeah, man. And by the time where shows open up and things are back to some sort of semblance of normalcy, you guys will have a lot of material to play, and then, you know, you guys can do a proper, you know, all in all record release show and just, you know, celebrate that.
For sure.
Yeah.
A double record release.
Yeah, so that's what we have on the table right now. But we're just kind of taking it one day at a time, or 1 month at a time, I guess.
That's awesome. So there's you know, kind of a really cool movement of instrumental music going on, you know, and you know, not just in the metal world, but specifically for me in you know, bands like Animals as Leaders and Pliny, yeah, and stuff like that. Were you guys big fans of influenced by stuff like that?
Oh, definitely. 100%. Seeing the rise of those bands was our like little aha moment of being like, we can do this, because like we sent you in our bio, like we never like started being like, oh, we're going to be instrumental. We just kind of wanted to make music, and we were looking for a singer. We just
never found a singer, really.
Yeah. And we just kept writing. So, and we saw like these bands like Animals as Leaders, and we're super influenced by these two bands, Chon and Polyphia.
Yeah, yeah. Great band.
And we like love them, and we saw them like actually get traction. And I think like a couple of years ago, Chon played what was it? The big festival in California. They played a huge show, and they had Kenny G play them. Coachella. Chon actually played Coachella.
Wow.
With Kenny G playing with them. And if I don't know who doesn't know Kenny G, but he's a famous saxophone player.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So like seeing that just kind of like made us be like, well, we can do this and be instrumental and make the music we love to like hear. So we just kind of like, we're like, yeah, let's just go all out and be instrumental and not care about what people say about like, oh, you need a singer and stuff, and just prove to them we don't.
We pretty much like, Brandon is the singer in a way, like the guitar. So we kind of just always have written our music for that.
Yeah, that's how we think of it. The lead guitar solo stuff takes place of the singer.
I like that. That's cool, man. Right on. Well, we're going to go into a song here from, pardon me, but I don't have the name of the EP in front of me. Is it just self-titled, or is there a name to the EP?
It's Bloom.
Bloom. All right. We're going to go into the song Swing. Is there anything you guys want to say about this before we jump into it?
Yeah. So Swing.
It's our anime song.
Yeah. It's our anime intro song.
Nice.
Basically, we wanted to like start it off just like slapping you in the face. So when the song starts, it goes in. And then we just kind of wanted to be like, hey, we're good. This is our show off song. That's it. We're proud to say that. Like, we're proud to admit that this is the one where we're just showing off.
All right, right on. Well, here it is. It's Swing from the Bloom EP by Archon. It's Loud and Local. Stay Home Sessions. Archon from Yelm, Washington. Usually I say bands like from Seattle or Tacoma or Bellingham or Olympia, but it's cool to have a band from a town that's doesn't get as much traction music wise and whatnot. And it's really awesome that you guys grew up as friends. It's like the Stranger Things kids grew up and started a band. I like it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, maybe those first experiences with music, guys. If you can, you know, and even if it's embarrassing, go around the room and tell us what was the first CD or, you know, first music that you actually purchased on your own with your own money.
I guess the first like song I was really ever into was ironically an instrumental song.
Okay.
When I was young, Orion by Metallica.
Nice.
On Master Puppets. That song absolutely blew me away. And that was probably like the first, I didn't technically buy it cause I was so young, but I stole it from my dad, the CD. And that's pretty much how I got into heavy guitar and anything metal and rock and roll. And that, this is Trevor, by the way.
When I was younger, I remember jamming out in my garage, air guitaring to Bon Jovi.
Okay.
And thinking it was the coolest thing ever. And I think that was like one of the moments that I really realized that like, I love being a part of the music experience and like, just kind of like living in that moment with the song.
Honestly, I don't even know. Like I have like a, like my parents would always listen to hip hop. So I was really into like Biggie Smalls, Tupac, and so that was when I like first started. And then these guys introduced me to like bands like Avenged Sevenfold and stuff. And so that's pretty much where I'm at.
Nice.
I kind of have the same sort of thing with like Antonio. Like I've just kind of always grown up like around music being like from like all different genres. So like my mom always had like country playing in the car. I'd like go and hang out with my uncle. And we would listen to like rap and from the '90s, like Biggie and Tupac. And then I would go and like do yard work with my grandpa and we'd be listening to Jimi Hendrix and smooth jazz. And then my grandma would take me home and she showed me Black Sabbath and like Ozzy Osbourne and all this stuff. So,
but your grandma showed you that?
That's
awesome. Cool grandma.
When they would listen to metal music in the car with my mom, she'd be like, turn that off, I don't want to hear it. But then I'd show it with my grandma and she'd be like, that sounds like Black Sabbath. And I'd be like, yeah, grandma.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so
heavy metal grandma.
Exactly. Yeah, shout out grandma. But I've always just kind of grew up around music and just kind of loving it. And
okay, right on. All right, guys. So random one here. If we were, you know, all vaccinated or, you know, whatever in the end of COVID and we're all partying together and we all have drinks, we're all at a karaoke bar together and we have unlimited funds for the karaoke, what song, and you have to choose one song, what song are you choosing?
Easily, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I was literally about to say,
I was literally going to say the same thing.
You can do a duet. Don't worry.
Yeah,
duet.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, I'm still stuck on that Bon Jovi. It's just something to say. It's something you can yell.
Yeah, living on a prayer.
Sounds just as good.
Yeah, living on a prayer for sure.
Right on. I'll do Dio, Holy Diver.
Oh, hey, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right on, guys. All right. Well, here's one. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us a story of how you got that scar.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, there we go.
Who wants to go first?
You go first.
Okay. So I unfortunately have a weird warty looking scar on my left finger.
Okay.
And I got it because, I was a dumb kid and I still am in a dumb adult, but I was a lot more dumb as a kid and I was cutting an apple and I was using an apple knife, you know, the shorter ones.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? This ain't cutting it. This ain't doing what I want it to do. And so I was like, I need a bigger, sharper knife.
Uh-oh.
So me being just dumb grabs a meat cleaver, a big old meat cleaver. Because I was like, I need the sharpest knife I could find. And I just wind my hand back and just went down and just cut the apple in half. And I was like, oh, nice. Now I have an apple cut.
But then I like looked down on the counter and just saw blood everywhere. And then I looked at my hand, and then the corner of my finger was hanging off of my finger. And I was like, oh, this ain't good.
No.
Yeah, I had almost chopped off a chunk of my finger because I wanted an apple, and I was too lazy to cut it with a normal knife and decided to use a meat cleaver. And it was the only time my grandma didn't overreact and send me to the hospital to get stitches. She saw it like hanging off my hand, and she's like, "Ah, oh, you're fine. We'll just wrap a Band-Aid around it."
Jesus. So
I have a weird, like, warty looking scar on my left hand now because I didn't get stitches.
It's a meat cleaver. Nice. Yeah. All right. All right. That's pretty gnarly. Who's going to top that?
No, but I have scars.
No?
I have one right here. My dog bit the hell out of me. When he was a puppy, sharp ass baby teeth.
Yeah.
Scars about it.
Okay.
One scar, and it's on my knee, and it's pretty much faded now, but it was from when I was probably like 5 or 6 years old, and it was like a 4th of July.
Yeah.
And I guess in my child brain, the firework didn't go up as high as I had expected it to, and I had panicked because there's no way that it was as low as I remember it being. But I vividly remember it hitting pretty much the ground and coming right at me. So I got out of my chair, sprinted in the darkness away from the firework because I thought it was going to hit me, sprinted full speed into a bench and split my knee open. And yeah, needless to say, I didn't go back out for fireworks the next year, but
nope.
I go out now. So I moved past it. We're good.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
I have a lot of stories to tell about scars, but I guess I'll get to the funniest one here, the most fitting. Nick, the bass player here, we're also celebrating 4th of July at my family's house, and we were having some firework wars, and we were throwing jumping jacks at each other, and he threw one and it launched directly, or he threw one at me and I tried to kick it back at him before and it landed in my shoe and now on my ankle. I have a nice white scar that'll be there probably forever.
Oh,
yes.
Kicking fireworks back at people. That's
yeah. Nice. It landed the perfect spot right in between the shoe and the sock. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that you didn't lose a foot. So that's good.
True.
That's the goal. Don't lose the foot.
So I was curious about, so you guys are from Yelm, and there's probably a lot of people that are listening to this that might be from, you know, smaller towns, more rural areas, or, you know, areas, suburbs or whatnot. And, you know, they're not surrounded by like a vibrant music scene. If you could, what are words of advice for people that, you know, do you have any words of advice for, you know, kids or anyone that wants to start a band, but might not be around such like a vibrant music scene?
Yeah, use the internet,
YouTube.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, any social media platform, anything to put yourself out there.
Talking to other artists on SoundCloud and things like that, like being able to link up with other artists, like play music. Yeah.
Just because you don't have a scene in your area doesn't mean you can't be inside a scene, because with the like inception of social media, there's like a group for anything, and no matter what type of music you do, no matter like even outside of music, it doesn't matter like what like paintings you do, what sort of like videos you make, there's like a group for you. Biggest advice, hop onto social media, learn how to like actually like use it to like reach an audience and just go from there, because that's what we did.
Until we were able to play shows again.
Yeah.
Right on. I like that. Great words of advice. So, you know, kind of wrapping this up, what's your kind of goals and some, where would you like to see the band go? Once things are, you know, able to get back to, you know, playing shows and whatnot.
Sky's the limit, dude. We want to just, from the inception of us, none of us were really in it for money at all. Yeah. Like, we're in an instrumental prog metal band. We're not making money.
Right.
Fair enough.
We just want to make
music. Obviously love the music.
Yeah. We just want to make music that we genuinely think is like super sick. And just go out and play, see the world and just play shows.
Yeah. Honestly, just like being able to drive across the country and like play a show like each night, that sounds just like the life. Like,
yeah,
I could be living in a van, taking showers at a gym, and I'd be having a great time. Sure, you know?
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're all on that boat. We all just kind of want to get out and play shows.
Nice, man. Well, I look forward to, you know, sometime in the near future when it's safer to going to see you guys live. I would very much be stoked on that. So, guys, what's the best way to support you guys now that we can't, you know, go to a local bar and see you guys play right yet? What's the best way to support you guys?
So the best way to support us is streaming our new EP Bloom. It's out on all streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play,
YouTube.
We're on everything. And then if you could just follow us on all of our social medias, I believe it's all Archon_band, and we're most active on Twitter and Instagram.
Right on, guys. Well, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to come on and chat with me. I was stoked when I got a hold of you guys and you were down to talk. Do you have any final words for the Northwest Loud and Local community?
I wanted to just personally say thank you to you. I reached out to you guys a while back. I'm friends with Steve Miggs. I wanted to say thanks to him. And
yeah.
I appreciate you guys really you know, just taking us in here as an instrumental band on a station that I know personally I've been listening to since I was, practically a toddler. So
yeah, I think all of us did.
It's a unreal experience being able to be on here and like talk to you guys.
Well, it must've been cool to hear Steve Miggs say your band name the other day.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We're all just like tuned into the radio, just freaking out.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That's awesome. Right on, man. Well, yes, very much. You're welcome. And thank you. So, I'm stoked that you guys are rockaholics and you guys are listening to KSW all the time, grew up on it. And, you know, it's my pleasure to be able to throw you guys into the mix and, put the focus on you guys. So again, Archon_rock, support them, stream their new album. And we look forward to new, more material from you guys. Sounds like you guys are working on, but this next song is, let's just say it's called FU. There's another letter in there. We can't quite say it FCC friendly, FCC unfriendly, but, anything you guys want to say about this next jam?
This is us just being like, we want to write the catchiest, most poppiest, just feel good song we could.
Hell yeah.
And, I think we did a pretty good job.
Got some sass too.
Yeah. It's got some sass.
I like it. Archon, guys, thank you so much for being on Loud and Local, and, let's rock out.